Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The one that would conceivably take UH is the Big 12. And to me, that's the least stable of the Big Five conferences.
Well, I think there are other options here that you're kind of ignoring.
Okay.
And one of them is the Pac-12. They have big problems with their TV network. They would kill to get in the Texas market. That's where the whole Texas thing started with in the first place.
But Pac-12 laughed at the thought of adding Texas Tech.
Well, but that's for academic reasons. And UH is a better academic university than Texas Tech by far. And you've got the Houston market, not Lubbock. Monday night, your Houston Texans plus 11 against the Bengals.
That's my third play, Texans plus 11.
Oh, you're playing the Texans?
I'm playing the Texans. 11 points is just a lot.
It is.
I think Cincinnati's good, and I think the Texans suck. But Cincinnati's not good enough that they should be giving 11 points.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong E Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, including the stuff you just heard, all available on podcastarena.com. So, been a fun show so far. I want to thank the Whitmires guys for bringing us a little whiskey. That was in the 4 o'clock hour.
Little treat.
It's very strong stuff, though. I had to stop pretty early on in the. John, did you get some of that?
Sean Salisbury came in here and popped my bottle and started drinking on it.
Well, that sounds dirty.
Yeah.
I got some. Dirty. That was.
It's very good. Isn't
I got
it?
The bourbon. Very, very, very smooth, but pretty strong.
Yeah, it's potent. That's why I stopped.
Yeah, it took me an hour and a half to finish kind of really small taste.
Yeah, I stopped at about 5 o'clock, so figuring I have another hour to get that out of my system before I have to drive home. Anyway, time for us to do our college football picks, because we did not get to those at 4:30, which we usually do, but I will start it off, and I'm not going to be too heavy on college football this week. I'm going to be very heavy on the NFL on Sunday. And on the CFL Sunday as well. But I do like the game tonight, and this is just one of those computer plays. My computer spits out USC should be a 27.5-point favorite at Colorado. Not in the habit of giving a lot of points on the road on Thursday, Friday night games, but that 10-point swing is almost, well, it's almost 80%. So just on pure numbers, I'm going to take USC minus 17 at Colorado tonight.
My first one will be Oklahoma. We've talked about it a lot. I like Oklahoma getting 3 points at Baylor. I think they probably win that game outright. I just think that this is Baylor's first time seeing a good football team, and I think they're going to be a little bit overwhelmed.
And my first play, me and AJ talked about this, Auburn minus 1.5 against Georgia.
I like that. Actually, I like both your plays.
Thank you, Fred.
All right, moving on to play number two. I will go to the SEC, where right now Florida should not be 7.5-point favorites against anybody, especially on the road. I know South Carolina's not good. They've gone through a coaching change. But Florida can't score. Give me South Carolina plus 7.5 all day, every day. That's my second play.
My second play will be, and this is going to be an unpopular play around here, I'll take Memphis plus 7 points. I think that 7 is too much. And again, this is one of the bigger games of the year for both these teams. 7 points is a lot. I think UH can easily win this game, but I'll take a touchdown where I can get it.
I love that play. I'm actually with you. I think UH wins, but covering 7's a lot to ask. I think it's going to be like last week. It's going to be a field goal game. It's going to come down to the end. That over 71 entices me as well, too. But I like that pick, even as a UH guy.
For my second play, give me Bama, Mississippi State over 51. Last week, Bama LSU got me a push at 46. I think Bama puts up more, but I think Mississippi State can score just enough to put it over 51.
All right, for my third one, don't look now, but Oregon's actually playing better football. Getting 10 points at Stanford, I am going to take the Ducks to cover the 10. Okay. I know I'm kind of getting into your Pac-12 territory here.
I've been fading Stanford a lot lately.
Yeah, and I think Oregon's starting to figure it out, and I may even throw a few bucks on Oregon money line plus 300, but I will take Oregon plus 10 as my third play.
I'm going to do something that, and we talk about this a lot, if it's a difficult play to make, it's probably a good one.
Right.
What if I told you I'm going to give you a 1-8 football team and you have to give 4.5 points on the road? How would you feel about that?
I actually know where you're going with this because this was almost one of my plays.
The UTSA Roadrunners are 1-8. They've been competitive in almost every game. The exception was Oklahoma State, at Oklahoma State, where they just got their doors blown off. But, I mean, listen, they're not a good team, 1-8. But they've played some good teams. They played Arizona at Arizona. They played Kansas State. They played at Oklahoma State. They've gone to Colorado State. They've played some good teams. And, of course, they are on the road at Charlotte, who I fade every week.
Yes,
and will continue to do so because I haven't been bucked off that pony yet. So UTSA minus 4.5 at the Charlotte 49ers.
Like it.
And my final play, give me West Virginia. I'm gonna lay the 9 points. Guess how many times UT has covered on the road this season?
I would guess zero.
Zero. They're 0-3 on the road. They are really, really bad. And that's a very, very hard place to go play.
It is.
And I'm gonna take the 9 with West Virginia.
All right. Can I give something away here? And then we'll squeeze in a phone call. One of the coolest things that's happening in this city here this month is Whateverfest. Had a blast last year at the first one. I'll be out there for the Sunday of it this year. But we're going to give you a 4-pack of 2-day passes to Houston Whateverfest. It returns on November 21st and 22nd, featuring 2 days of music, comedy, and art, with over 90 acts performing on 5 stages. Also featuring the largest TV screen in America showing your favorite sporting events, a 65-foot Ferris wheel, and more. You can catch performances from Metric and Ghostland Observatory, plus comedy from T.J. Miller, Doug Benson, and more. Tickets start at just $35 a day or get a weekend pass for just $55, and there are VIP options available. Log on to HoustonWhateverFest.com and pick yours up now. This is a cool, cool event downtown in Edo. And last year, man, they had so many great comedians. You could just wander in and hear fantastic bands and fantastic comedians. They've got the same thing this year. It's bigger and better. And they're going to have this monster TV where you can watch all the games Saturday and Sunday. So we're going to take caller number 10 at 713-780-3776. I will see you at Whateverfest. All right, let's grab a phone call. We're going to go to Jason, who wants to weigh in on Oklahoma versus Baylor. What is up, Jason?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I got a couple questions. I know I agree with you guys on the Oklahoma-Baylor game, but do you think the line is kind of being swayed by the fact that since the Texas game, OU has played nothing but the bottom end of the Big 12 and beat up on them, and then Baylor didn't play as well against K-State, but they normally play better at home than they do on the road. So do you think that that kind of has something to do with the line and really how good is Oklahoma since all they played is the bottom end of the Big 12 since Texas? I'll hang up and listen.
I think you can make that argument.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I also think it goes into what you thought of these teams at the beginning of the year. And, you know, since they did play, and we can count Texas as the bottom of the Big 12, but
yeah, no question.
At Kansas State, Texas Tech, they've beat the crap out of these teams, though, you know, and they've done what they're supposed to do. And I look back, and that win at Tennessee is still a good win to me. I thought at the beginning of the year Oklahoma was going to end up winning the Big 12. I still think they might. It was an ugly loss for them at against Texas, but that's
the one
that happens in rivalry games. And I'm not going to try to explain it or defend it. It's an ugly loss, but I just don't buy into Baylor. If Baylor is, or if Oklahoma, the line is on them because of what they've done in the last 4-5 weeks against bad teams, then the line is that with Baylor because that's all they've played all season long, you know.
And I think in general, if you're walking around Vegas and you see Oklahoma as a dog to Baylor, the average fan is going to jump all over that. And that kind of gets back to, and someone texted earlier, Patrick, we never got to it, says, if UT and OU are not in the top 10 or 15 simultaneously, the Big 12 is deemed irrelevant.
Well, kind of is. Nationally, it is. It's considered irrelevant.
Here's how I would put this to you, Patrick. If for instance, the Big Ten, if Indiana was unbeaten and Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin were nowhere, what would you say about the Big Ten?
People would be thinking it wasn't very good.
Well, remember a couple years ago when Ohio State was down and Michigan was down? That's what they were saying, right? If your bell cow programs are not carrying it, with the exception of, I think, the SEC West, almost any one of those teams, if they're going unbeaten, people are going to give them credit. But that's going to be the perception nationally no matter what. And it goes for any conference. And that's why you need Oklahoma and Texas to be good if you're Baylor or TCU or Oklahoma State, so that those wins actually get you some attention. Wow, they beat a 9-1 Oklahoma team.
Right.
And that's the thing. If Baylor beats Oklahoma, then it's going to be, well, Oklahoma's lost twice now because they lost to Texas. You'd rather Oklahoma be unbeaten if you're a Baylor fan, because that would give you more, you know, give you more attention nationally. But I think just from watching these two teams, the one difference between Baylor and OU, they both can put up points. OU can play defense at times, and I think that's the difference between these two teams.
I think OU's the best defense in the Big 12.
Probably so, which isn't saying a lot.
It's not.
And that's, I mean, nobody plays defense in that conference. Hey, TCU, I think, would have the best defense if they were healthy. But, boy, this Paris thing seems to be getting worse.
It's crazy.
My goodness.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that I don't want to. I shouldn't project. But I'm guessing I know at least part of who's responsible. And I'm guessing that it's going to cause outrage, not just in Europe, but here as well. And tomorrow, tonight, I'll have to stay off social media.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with you. Wow. 60 people still hostage. They've stormed the venue and killed two of the attackers. Wow. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Texas West Virginia College Football, 11 a.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Apparently, breaking news now, 100 dead in those attacks, and apparently it's going to get a lot worse. My goodness. I just, one of these days, I hope we live in a world where we don't have this crap, where people feel the need that they think that by killing innocent people that somehow furthers our cause. And how do you hunt them down? I mean, they hide in plain sight. I mean, it's just horrible. Anyway,
let's just get back to, if you're going to kill in the name of your God or a God, just do it. Kill yourself.
Start with yourself.
Yeah.
Just like we always say about murder-suicide, right? Skip the first part of it. Just take the second part. Oh, I'm going to be a suicide bomber. Great. Drive off on a nice country road and blow yourself up. And go get your 180 virgins or whatever the hell you allegedly get for that and enjoy it. But, you know, taking other people with you. Boy, I hope when my time comes and I get to hell that I'm cellmates with some of these people.
Yeah.
Because they're going to suffer. I'm just going to tell you. I'm not going to get graphic, but they're going to suffer. All right. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. We'll take a couple phone calls. And, man, it's amazing how I get so many different weird texts about, oh, stop talking about Baylor. They suck. They don't suck. Baylor doesn't suck, but I think we're all skeptical of how good they really are, and I think that's a fair thing to bring up because of their schedule and the fact that they don't play anybody. They're a fun team to watch, man. They're exciting. They're very good on offense.
But they were that last year.
And they've got talent on defense, but they're in the national conversation. You can't ignore them. And if the Sooners beat them, great.
Then they're out of the conversation.
Yeah, 415 says they can't beat A&M. Well, guess what? A&M, you're not playing them. and you're off in your own conference getting your butt kicked there by Mississippi. So, please, let me give something away.
That's the thing about A&M. If A&M would have stayed put, they'd probably be one of the best teams.
But see,
I think
they would have, but I kind of disagree because they've recruited better since they've gotten the SEC. They've gotten guys that they were not going to get if they were in the Big 12. So, we'll see. Let's give something away real quick. How about a $25 gift card to Genghis Grill? Over 80 fresh ingredients for you to make the perfect bowl. No two bowls are the same. Bring your friends and see if you can conquer our infamous fishbowl cocktails. Kids eat free on Tuesdays. Make sure you visit GenghisGrillHouston.com for your closest Genghis Grill. Caller number 15. There you go. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, same guy says, they've been good for 5 years. They're not going to win it. We've been saying the same thing. You know, I think we've all said that we like OU to beat them this week. So, just
but
stop.
If they win this week, then I think suddenly you have to I'll have to start taking them seriously.
I still think that trip to Okie State is going to be their downfall.
Okay,
that's a tough place to play. Baylor's not as good on the road. I'm a little scared of them at home, even though I like OU. But if they win this, yeah, I think that's going to be well. And they got to go to TCU this year too. That's not going to be easy either.
No.
TCU's not bad, and apparently their star receiver who looked dead Saturday and was ruled out for the season Thursday is going to play this week.
Right.
Amazing how that happens.
Surprise.
Yeah. So everybody keeps asking about this story, and this story is like 3 months old, and people keep reporting it like it's new, that the Colts are going to make a run at Nick Saban.
Yeah, that's no shock.
There's nothing new about that story. It's come up like three times in the last 3 weeks where people said, somebody's come out and said it on their radio show and people start talking about it again. 3 months ago it came out when Nick Saban first started talking about why he would have stayed in the NFL if he had a quarterback. And everybody immediately jumped to the Colts. And that became the speculation. Then it disappeared for a couple months and then it came back. I think that if Nick Saban comes back to the NFL, and I think he will because he's got unfinished business, I don't think that's a guarantee that he's going to be great, even if he has a quarterback. I'm not sure the guy's going to be a good NFL coach. There's a difference and I think he's a very good football coach. Don't get me wrong. And I wouldn't be shocked if he does a great job. But in college, and Pete Carroll used to say this before he went back to the pros. It's like, why would I go back to the pros when I get 8 first-round draft picks every year?
Yeah.
And that's what Nick Saban gets. He gets guys who are that kind of level talent, so he has better talent than everybody
else.
And
those big schools pay as much money, if not more, than the NFL
absolutely.
Does.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Certainly at Alabama and USC.
Yeah.
But, so I think that's a possibility. If I'm him, yes, I want to go to a place that has a quarterback. I'd sure feel better about going someplace that didn't have a bat bleep crazy owner.
Yeah.
And also had a quarterback. But those jobs don't open up because those teams win.
Well, here's the other thing, though. One thing I will say is when you think about if he goes to the Colts, you know, when he loses a game at Indianapolis, there's not mayhem and, you know, boosters calling his office and things like that. You know, they lost a game to Mississippi this year and
it's the end of the world.
There's millionaires calling his office the next day. You don't
remember
that.
How it was like when UT was at the top of its game with Mac.
Yeah.
Every loss was like the end of the world.
The end of the world.
There might be two a year at the most, but it was the end of the
crazy,
world.
Yeah. You lose one more and we're out of the championship hunt. Who wants to deal with that all the time?
325 says Harbaugh to the Colts. So that would be a great hire.
Harbaugh's not going anywhere.
But I think he's pretty happy.
Harbaugh's at his dream job. If Harbaugh wanted to go to the Colts, they probably could have had him this last year.
Yeah, that would have been their best chance. But I do think the Colts will go and try to make a splash and they'll go get somebody good. But I don't know if Nick Saban's an answer. And I from what I understand, he's open to trying it again simply because that guy gets bored. I'm surprised he stayed at Alabama as long as he has, especially when he's had other opportunities. But, you know, I don't know that he'd be a great NFL coach. He just wasn't there long enough for us to judge it the last time. But that's a good start if you've got a franchise quarterback. Yep. And it would make a lot of sense. If you're Ursay, that's the splash you want to make. But what's the big name if you don't do something like that? Who's the guy you go get? What's going to be... this is what we always say. Yeah,
there's not enough coordinators out there that's going to be like a...
We went through the coordinators last week. They're the same old retreads that we always... I mean, Hugh Jackson's probably the best name on that list.
Yeah.
But there's not a big splash guy you can go get that's just going to... You can say, okay, this guy's a slam dunk. Unless you're going to the college ranks, and that's never a slam dunk. No matter how good you think the guy is. 713-780-ESPN. All right, I'll make you Jim Mersey for the day. You're firing Chuck Pagano. You got your choice of all the guys out there. Who do you hire?
Of all the guys out there?
Well, now Belichick's not going anywhere. I mean, not the guys that aren't going anywhere, obviously, but I mean the guys that would be available if you fired your coach.
I mean, do you think Nick Saban's available?
Maybe. I mean, I'd go after him, I guess.
I mean, I'd throw an offer at everybody, and I really do think... Well, and it depends on how Andrew Luck finishes the season. This was a rough year for Andrew Luck to look the way he's looked.
It's just a write-off, though. You just draw a line through it. So it's a bad year. It's a bad year.
But Andrew Luck is the only appealing thing about that job, in my opinion. The only appealing thing. I'm not looking to go live in Indianapolis.
No.
I'm not looking to work for Jim Irsay. I'm not looking to deal with a team that really doesn't have a ton of talent outside of Andrew Luck. I'm not looking to build a defense from scratch. I've got a 40-something or a damn near 40-something-year-old running back. There's not a lot of there's one reason to go to Indianapolis. One.
But you're not the coach. You're Jim Mersey. You're supposed to be selling it the other way.
Oh, I can't sell it that way. I don't know how to sell that.
Yeah, you're selling the wrong side here, AJ.
No, I don't know how to sell that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. If you guys want to get in, next segment's probably the time to do it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. All right, here's what all we have coming up this weekend. We have Bare Knuckle Radio with Dingo and the boys at 7 o'clock. And Texas basketball coverage begins at 8:30. Here's your weekend programming. Longhorn Weekly with Charlie Strong at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Texas-Kansas coverage begins at 10 a.m. That can't be right. Texas-Kansas.
No, they're not going to play. Texas wishes.
Yeah, they'd like to play Kansas again.
All right. West Virginia.
Okay, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. We get it. Okay, Texas-West Virginia coverage begins at 10 a.m. Drink of Ages at 6 p.m. tomorrow, and LSU-Arkansas coverage at 7 o'clock. Sunday, you have the Lone Star Golf Show with Scott Atkinson at 9, Houston Game Day at 10, Cowboys-Bucks at 12, and Patriots-Giants at 3 o'clock. How about that, Patriots-Giants? Good job, John. You did a great job on everything but UT Kansas, sir. Got to give you some
credit. I wish they would pick Kansas, too.
Yeah, I think we all wish I could play Kansas every week, but that's not going to happen. And And just one more reminder, tomorrow, go see AJ at Luke's from 6 to 8. And Sunday, you can come hang out with me as well at the Porch Swing from 12 to 2. Monday, we'll be at Two Below's, the whole team, and Pub Fiction on Tuesday. So, going to be a very busy few days for us. All right, let's squeeze in a phone call. Is that Nick? I can't really see the name. I think it's Nick. Wants to talk a little Cowboys.
What?
What's up? You on, bud?
Oh, hi.
Sports.
So my question for you guys is that if the Cowboys end up losing this week against the Bucks, what do you think they should do for the rest of the season? Should they blow it all up and try to go for a good draft pick, or do you think once Tony Romo comes back, they can fight their way into the NFC East? I'll hang up and listen.
If they lose this weekend, they're not making the playoffs. You can't lose to Tampa Bay and still make the playoffs, even if Tony Romo comes back. I'm not going to say they should like start throwing games or anything either, though. I think they can just keep playing their best. I think it means you don't have to rush Tony Romo back. I mean, you just do the best you can with what you got. If Dez Bryant is still not feeling 100%, I'd let him sit for another couple games. when that pressure of expectation is off of you, you know, who knows what could happen. But I think if they lose this week, they're out.
See, and I think that's a little overly simplistic because, yes, it would be a bad loss. But let's look at the whole thing. Giants play New England.
Mm-hmm.
Giants lose.
Okay.
What if Philadelphia loses to Miami?
All that could happen.
What if New Orleans loses to Washington? You're in the same spot. Yes, you're a week farther behind and you lost the Bucs, but you're also a week closer to getting Tony Romo back. So, no, I don't think you're done if all that happens. But that's asking a lot. But I mean, the problem is that these teams aren't running away. Giants aren't running away. The Eagles aren't running away. They're not good enough. If you're two games out with Romo back, you still have a chance in the division, even if you're 2-7. It's very Texan-like. So
I just don't think they're that great when
Romo's
there.
And I don't know what he's going to be like when he comes back. And maybe he's not 100%. But I'm looking at everybody else and saying, yeah, I can catch these teams.
Yeah.
The problem is, you know, you start running out of time. And, yeah, it would be a bad loss, but you can't blow it up for that reason. There's still a chance because let's say you run off four in a row. Guess what? You're right back there with them, and that's not impossible if Romo's healthy.
If they're 2-7, I mean, there's – just looking at the rest of their schedule.
I mean, it's not
– at Miami's winnable.
Absolutely.
But that's assuming you have Tony Romo back next week, which I kind of doubt.
Well, that's what they're claiming, but let's say
you want to play under the assumption he does.
But
come
let's
back?
Say best case scenario, he comes okay. back and he's playing effectively. That's very winnable.
Panthers
at home,
yep,
tough but winnable with Romo. Yes,
okay. At the Redskins,
you know, he should win that.
That's a Monday night game. At the Packers,
doesn't matter who you got quarterback, and you're not winning that.
Home to the Jets,
winnable.
At Buffalo.
That's a loss.
Home to Washington.
Win.
So let's say...
That's probably not enough to get you there, is it?
No. I mean, if you lose to the Panthers, at the Packers, and at the Bills, that you're a 6-10 team.
That's not going to get you there. You're going to have to win one of those games that I'm not giving you.
And even then...
Because 7-9...
I don't even think 7-9 gets you in. I don't think Giants are that crummy.
Well... Why don't we look at the rest of their schedule? Because that's...
okay, assuming let's say they lose this week to the Patriots,
right?
They're
5-5
at Redskins, home to the Jets. They play in the same stadium. Jets.
That's the Jets.
Okay. At Dolphins, home Panthers, at Vikings, home Eagles.
Other than the Panthers, I think all of those games are winnable. But from what I've seen of the Giants, all those games are losable too.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll lose all of them because that's what they do. I mean, they show you flashes and then they disappear. But they could lose a bunch of those games.
They could.
Would that shock you?
No.
Jets beat them? Does that shock you?
No. Well, look at the Philly's also got Lions, Redskins, Buccaneers still on their schedule. I don't think they're out of it either. And
they're very much in it, unfortunately, even though they shouldn't be.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's just that division is, it's the AFC South of the NFC right now.
It's there to be had, but I just don't know if these teams are good enough to do it.
Well, somebody's got to win it.
I don't know. I still think the Giants are the best.
I think they're the best of a crappy bunch. They're not good, but.
I'm not saying they're good.
No, but I do think, I wouldn't rule out the Cowboys simply because, even if they lose again, because I do think if they can get back, and get Romo back and play at a level that they're capable of with him,
yeah,
then these other teams are going to lose some games down the stretch. And I just think, though, the odds of that happening are pretty long, but just getting him back would give me hope to try to keep playing simply because I'm not scared of those teams getting away from me.
Yeah.
I'm more worried that when he comes back, he's not going to be Tony Romo right off the bat. I think that's a lot to ask, especially for a guy who's been out that long with that injury. And, you know, who knows what happens. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, John, we didn't ask you at the beginning of the show. Do you have any big weekend plans?
Me?
Yeah, you. We care. We really do.
I don't. Oh, I am going to that U of H Memphis game.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm in the section 120 or 220, something like that. Where are you?
I'm in a friend of mine's suite.
Oh. I see. I'll be with the people. But other than that, nothing going on.
Well, I'll invite you. We're all going to go watch the fights afterwards. If you all want to join us, you're welcome.
I'm not drunk.
Oh, no, that'd be a perfect time to do it.
Did your girlfriend like that you discussed your sex life yesterday?
She doesn't know.
Okay, because she hears a lot of the show, huh?
Yeah, because she gets she'll listen sometimes, and then a lot of times her friends listen to the show.
Oh, nobody texted her yesterday?
No.
Oh, good for you.
So she gets it, though, right? She gets it pretty much everything you do is out there,
right? Discussion.
Yeah. My wife gets that. She doesn't. I mean, she actually is cool with it. She just kind of gets it. Hey, we're going to talk about whatever we talk about, and, you know, that may involve her. She's like, whatever. You guys are just children. I'm ignoring you. So it doesn't seem to bother Annie much.
No, not usually.
Yeah. All right, guys. It would never bother my wife because she sleeps on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. So she sleeps like a champ no matter what.
That's right.
And you love
yours. You sleep on the couch.
I'm usually on the couch. In fact, I would say probably on the couch about four nights a week now. It's just what happens when you've been married this long. But when I'm not on the couch, I sleep like a champ on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And, guys, they make it easier for you. Forget Black Friday. It's all Black November. 40% savings off select mattresses in all standard sizes. A custom-fitted queen size is usually $6.99 during Black November. How about $2.99? Top of the line twin size, $4.99. How about $2.49? Custom king size was $8.99. How about $3.99 during Black November? Go over there and check them out. They make the mattresses right there. They sell them directly to you, so you're going to save money, a lot of money off of what you would pay if you went to a retail store, at least 50% guaranteed. You're getting a quality product. I've seen what goes into making these beds, man, and they are fantastic, fantastic mattresses, and they're going to custom fit them for you. How about this? Just for Veterans Day, as it was this week. How about this? If you're a veteran, you get an additional 10% off already low factory prices when you come in uniform or bring a military ID. And if you're not a former military, how about this? Everybody else gets 5% off. All you have to do is bring in an American flag. And that's good through Sunday. Go down there, check them out, get yourself a new mattress. Tell Yuval and the gang that I sent you. I promise you they'll take care of you. They take care of the Blitzers. They love the Blitzers. Visit Texas Mattress Makers today, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood, or go to TexasMattressMakers.com. The best sleep at the best price, Texas Mattress Makers.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you real quick before we get into this last segment about sports manias. It's fantasy season. If you're struggling and you're wondering, why am I making bad decisions on my lineup, you need to get sports manias. It's really simple. Go to the App Store. The app is free, which makes simple things even better. Search for Sports Mania as one word. It'll give you a leg up on your competition. It's really easy. You just import your fantasy teams from Yahoo, CBS, or ESPN, and you'll get personalized feeds from fantasy football experts around the country, including breaking news, scoring opportunities, fantasy points, and milestones. You'll receive alerts every time your players are in the red zone if you want. Real-time updates on your players and just your players, so you don't have to sift through everybody else's junk. And it's going to help you make smarter lineup decisions. I've been using this app all season long. Helps me keep all my leagues in line with each other, so I'm not having to figure out, which guy do I have in that lineup? Really simple, really easy to use. It's a great tool to help you with your fantasy football season. Get on your cell or tablet right now. Go to the App Store. Download Sports Manias. It's absolutely free. That's one word, Sports Manias.
All right, guys. Also need to tell you, open your hearts to needy children in the Houston area this holiday season and join Gow Media and Neighbors Emergency Center in our Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We'll hold a special Saturday toy drop at Neighbors Emergency Clinic in Crosby from 2 until 4. Drop off your unopened, unwrapped donations. You'll get to enter to win an autographed Dwight Howard jersey and help us bring joy to all tots this year. Just tots.
Right.
Not children, but just tots. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Rico, you're on the Blitz. Go. Rico.
Rico. Sports, Rico.
Yeah, I have a...
Are you on speakerphone, Rico?
Hello?
Hey, thank you. I've done some crazy stuff on the reservations, though. When I lived in New Mexico,
yeah,
I went out on that Navajo reservation. I've done things that made me wake up in my own, covered in my own vomit and urine. So
it's just a regular weekend for me.
Right. I wasn't an old incontinent man.
Stanford, what do you think of our new studio here?
I like this. This is got a whole lot more room than the last one.
It's nice. I can fart. None of you will ever smell it. I'm so far away.
Well,
yeah, don't just blow it all away. So,
yeah, we're fine. Over here.
I love being able to fart as much as I want.
Squeeze on Eric real quick.
I was just wondering, man, with the other injuries going on in the NFL, what are the chances of somebody picking up Tim Tebow?
Banned. All right. Make sure if Eric ever calls back, he doesn't get on again.
If your wife's banging somebody else, you want him to, you know, especially someone who does the same job as you. Like, if your wife was sleeping with Rich Lord, would you compare ratings? And then, like, would that make you more aggressive in the ratings war?
No, dude. She's got better taste than that. Come on.
He said, just imagine how I can picture it. Me and you. Two guys from different generations.
What does it sound like, Bob Arum?
No, maybe it is similar.
A little bit.
The probably. Mexicans.
Is that your Barry?
The Mexican warriors. That's Bob Arum.
Yeah, I want to.
Barry's a little more gruff. He's like, just picture it. The two of us from different generations. Maybe they are pretty similar.
No, I mean, the temperature is actually good. Right when it starts to warm up, this thing comes on. Very happy with that. I like that we have an intern sex couch. I mean, we've got a nice setup in here now.
Don't use that for intern sex.
I'm not going to. I'm just saying. There's
you know one. Why? Because AJ's going to nap on that.
That's my nap couch, man.
No, we'll leave you a souvenir. I'm sure AJ has some questions for you.
Well, I asked him. I was asking him during the breaks. We were talking about his niece getting married.
Oh, I knew you were going
engagement.
There.
Are you excited?
How did I know that was going to come? Fred, this is how these guys work. Fred softens you up with the soccer question. And then AJ comes in with the niece.
You hope that he impregnates her soon, right?
But something's wrong with my mic. Yeah.
Stupid stuff we've said
this week.
Ah, poor Glenn. He knows what we do, and yet he just falls right in, right? He starts talking soccer and everything, and he's all comfortable. And he knows it's coming. And yet every time.
It's same old for him. He eventually he'll learn.
Yeah. So
maybe he just doesn't care anymore.
No, I think by now he realizes that, you know, you got a famous niece like that, you got to deal with it.
I don't know if you guys saw this, the Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm face-off today. Got a little heated.
Oh, did it?
Holly put her fist against Ronda's face, and that led to some...
Lesbian porn?
No. Oh. No, some angry, not safe for radio words being tossed around. And Rhonda saying, I knew you were a phony. I knew you were a fake sweet girl. And she's like, I'm going to punish you for that. So,
yeah, Rhonda's going to punish her anyway. I don't think that matters.
Yeah.
She's going to snap something on that girl.
But it did get a little, did get a little heated.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping it'd go lesbo porn there.
No, I don't think that was going to happen.
Oh, well. We'll have to wait for tomorrow night, I guess. Maybe it'll crawl around all over each other.
I don't think so.
Did you see that the...
Unless you're really into, like, broken arm porn.
I'm trying to picture that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it would have to be in the right situation, right? Okay, here's something I don't get, and I'm just going to ask you this because I find it bizarre, but the Detroit Lions, obviously they fired everybody pretty much except their head coach. They've hired a search firm to help them find a new team president and general manager. All right. What is the point of a search firm in the NFL? If you don't know who the candidates are, then, well, of course, I guess the old lady's like 90, so maybe that's what she's doing. But why do people waste money on search firms for college football coaches and NFL coaches and general managers? That is a waste.
I have no idea.
You know what? Don't hire the search firm. Send us some money. We'll tell you who the best candidates are. You don't even have to. We'll take 1/10 of what you're paying them.
Yeah.
The search firm for that. Come on.
They need to, I think until they get a new owner.
Yeah. She's 90 something when she dies.
It ain't going to be long. Well, listen, I don't know if the Suns are any better, but I don't think that franchise is going to be successful. Sorry. Detroiters.
Well, you still got the Red Wings. You're good.
Yeah. It's always nice.
But the point of hiring a search firm, though, for something like that?
I don't get it.
My goodness. I'm going to have to be off Twitter. I'm with you. Some of the stuff I'm already seeing about these attacks is
I told you.
You know what? I'm off. I'm going to apologize to anybody who tweets me for the next 24 hours. I'm total Twitter dark here.
Yeah.
The last tweet I will have is Baggy the Sex Bear with Whit Myers. That's it. All right. It's going to wrap up.
My Twitter feed will probably be filled with people complaining about my college basketball bets.
Yeah.
That's pretty typical.
You know what? I would tell you guys, buy the audiobook and make your own bets.
Yeah.
That's what we did it for. All right.
Good week, Freddie.
It's been a great week. John, great job, brother. Have a great weekend. AJ, great job. Have a fantastic weekend. I'm going to give myself, let's see, for the whole week, and a D plus C. I'm going to give myself a solid C for the whole week. That might be my highest score.
All right.
Since we started doing the show. I'm very proud of myself. Hope you guys have an awesome, awesome weekend. Hopefully we'll see you out at, we can see AJ at Luke's. Or maybe we'll see you out sometime this weekend. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.